This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Anheuser-Busch is launching a new beer on the biggest ad stage of all, Sunday's Super Bowl. The multi-million dollar buy for Black Crown is a big bet, but debuting at the big game doesn't guarantee success. Dan Bobkoff reports on some of the most notorious Super Bowl product flops.
Let's just start with Crystal Pepsi. 20 years ago, this ad introduced the clear cola as of this moment, but it was soon a has-been.
Sometimes they introduce, you know, strange stuff. It doesn't always make it.
Brian Steinberg is television editor at Advertising Age. The Super Bowl is often where companies try to get name recognition, but that can quickly backfire. Steinberg remembered this ad for Just for Feet in 1999.
It's a match!
As an African-American runner being chased by white people did not go over well.
I wonder why.
And the company is no longer around.
It's one of many dot-com-era flops. In 2000, there was an ad for Epidemic.com, a horrible idea with a horrible ad. In short, a service that would pay you to send spam emails to your friends. The ad equated this to getting paid to go to the bathroom.
Now you can make money for something you're already doing with Epidemic.com.
If you're interested, Epidemic.com's domain name is up for sale. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.